On Sunday, local political candidates will gather for a unique candidate meet-and-greet event at the Chinese Community Center, 9800 Town Park Drive, in the heart of Houston's Chinatown. 15 political candidates, running for offices varying from U.S. congressional districts to local judicial seats, will mingle with the community during an event hosted by the Asian American Pacific Islander Committee of the Harris County Democratic Party. Though most of the candidates that will appear at the event are running for different offices, they all share one thing in common. They're all from one of two wide demographic groups that the U.S. Census Bureau refers to as Asians and Native Hawaiian and other Pacific Islanders. When you group both of these groups together, they're commonly referred to as Asian American Pacific Islanders, also sometimes referred to as AAPI. Five of the candidates who have been invited to the Chinese Community Center on Sunday are running for U.S. Congress, and if any of them were to succeed in the November election, they would become the first Asian American Pacific Islander U.S. Congress members from Texas. This year's influx of Asian American Pacific Islander candidates on local ballots marks a significant uptick in political involvement for this broad demographic group.
It is a very diverse group that with different, you know, culture and different mixed people. It's a very interesting group of people.
That was Helen Schur, a volunteer and community organizer who is working with many other volunteers and Democratic Party officials to help coordinate the candidate meet and greet event at the Chinese Community Center. Also leading the event is Rufi Narayana, the chair of the Asian American Pacific Islander Committee of the Harris County Democratic Party, and A.J. Duryani, who represents Asians at the National Democratic Party Organization. Muhammad Jamal and Rojin Calvert also work on the local party's AAPI committee. Chinese immigration attorney and former Houston City Council member Gordon Kwan and incumbent State District Representative Gene Wu are sponsoring the event. Schur said that the record number of AAPI candidates wasn't because of local political or community efforts to encourage more candidates to run, but she did say that the community is supporting them.
Well, it kind of happened organically, and this group of candidates is not like we as a committee encourage them to run. It's almost happened in a parallel fashion. So the candidates themselves wanted to, you know, motivate themselves to run. We as a committee or as an active member of the community, we supported them. And at this moment, in fact, what we're trying to do is to activate and help the process of civic engagement. So when we have this number of Asian candidates come out to run, then they naturally need the support of the whole community, right? So that's the work we're trying to do at this moment, is to help them to establish themselves and build that connection and network within the AAPI, the greater Houston, in fact, AAPI community, which consists of many different subgroups. So that's kind of the work we're trying to do at this moment.
According to the latest census numbers, Asian and Pacific Islanders make up about 5% of the state's population. In Harris County, that percentage jumps to more than 7% of the population. But if you specifically look at Texas's 22nd congressional district, which stretches from Katy to Pearland and includes Rosenberg, there's about 20% of the population that is Asian and Pacific Islanders. It's in this 22nd congressional district, currently served by five-term incumbent Republican Congressman Pete Olson, where Pearland resident and Indian American Shri Preston Kulkarni is running in the Democratic primary against four other candidates. Olson faces three Republican challengers in the primary himself, including Fort Bend County resident and Vietnamese American Danny Nguyen. Schur lives in this 22nd congressional district in Pearland. She explains the demographics of this ever-growing and ever-changing area.
I actually live in Brazoria County in Pearland, and we have quite a large Chinese community. In fact, many of us do have, you know, jobs in medical center in Houston, so we're not that sort of away from Houston. We are definitely plugged in because many of us drive to work, you know, in medical center, in downtown oil and gas, so we are definitely part of the greater Houston, and the people represent us. I'm actually in congressional district number 22, and which actually is a very large area that includes a very large area, Sugarland, Katy, and Pearland, and have very high, you know, ratio of Asian voters, in fact, of Asian residents living in this district. And I do feel that our interest has been represented by our congressional candidates or a local candidate, and that's one of the reasons that so many Asian candidates are coming out to run, because they want to, you know, voice their concerns and have a greater influence in the political arena.
Shu explained what she thinks is the number one issue for Democratic Asian American Pacific Islander candidates.
And so the issue that commonly shared sort of like a core value within this group is always the number one, immigration, you know, how AAPI as a large diverse group, immigration is always on top of the line, as the you know, especially under the current political climate, well, the anti-immigrant, you know, the white supremacists, a lot of these things happening in the nation. So that kind of united us together for a one shared interest. And the other thing that that is shared by this group is, as Asian heritage, we always emphasize on education. And so education, healthcare, we do always diverse, it's a diverse group. We do share some of the common values among the AAPI different community. And those are some of the areas I just mentioned about immigration, education, healthcare.
Three Asian American Pacific Islanders are running for the Democratic nomination for the 2nd Congressional District, currently served by retiring Republican Congressman Ted Poe. In that race, Iranian American Ali Khorashani, Indian American Silky Malik, and Iranian American H.P. Parizvian are vying for the nomination against two other Democratic candidates. There are 9 Republicans vying for the Republican nomination, including current state representative Kevin Roberts. Meanwhile, across town, Pakistani-American congressional candidate Tahir Javid is seeking the Democratic nomination for Congressional District 29, a predominantly Hispanic district that is considered a safe Democratic seat in Texas. The district, which encompasses Houston's historic 2nd Ward and the East End, is currently served by incumbent Gene Green, who is being challenged by Javid and State Senator Sylvia Garcia, as well as 5 other Democratic challengers. Shura said that she thinks this influx of 15 Asian American Pacific Islander candidates is a direct response to the 2016 election and its aftermath.
So, yeah, it is a phenomenon. So that, to me, is a reaction, it's a response to what is actually happening in our country. So ever since the 2016 election, what Trump administration has done and what this country is going through. And so people realized that if we continue on this path, we're not going to have a future. So that response generated interest and also motivated people to make a change and to work for greater good for this country. And so I believe that is what is happening in the country. And it's also called the Blue Wave 2018. You know, people want to stand out rather than just to be silent and see how this country is slipping downhill. People want to make a positive change and they want to do something different.
Once again, on Sunday, local residents will have a chance to meet these 15 Asian American Pacific Islander candidates who have been invited to participate in a meet and greet event at the Chinese Community Center, 9800 Town Park Drive, in the heart of Houston's Chinatown. For more information on the event, go to facebook.com/Harris County Democratic Party and click on the events tab. Brandon Muller, KPFT News, Houston.